Good evening, my friends, and welcome. This is Dr. Lou, and this is my show, Parallel Worlds, here on Kathy's Distant Echoes on blogtalkradio.com. This evening, we'll be talking to one of the leading authorities on the Nephilim, the giant children that were spawned between the angels and the human beings. L.A. Mazzoli, he's been on my show before. I've read so much of his stuff and I'm in so much of agreement with so many things he talks about. We'll also be discussing the alien situation in UFOs. Are they really aliens? Are they from other planets? Or are they demonic spirits? So sit back and enjoy your time with L.A. Mazzoli and Dr. Lou here in Parallel Worlds on Kathy's Distant Echoes. Friends, this is Dr. Lou, and this is Parallel Worlds here on Kathy's Distant Echoes on blogtalkradio.com. We're still waiting for L.A. to call in. I seem to be a little running behind this evening. Not sure exactly what the problem may be, but hopefully he'll be along shortly. In the meanwhile, we'll talk a little bit about some things that have been going on in our world here in Delaware. Lots of different things happening in the Rockwood Mansion. Lots of different paranormal things happening there. We were just recently visited by a well-known paranormal organization. I can't state their name at the moment because we're under contract not to, but they found lots of interesting things going on at the mansion, and we were very happy to have them out and have them come out and do the investigation. We've had plenty of things going on at Rockwood. We've been doing tours every weekend at for the month of October, and we still have two more tours in November coming up. Should be a quite exciting period of time, and all kinds of neat and interesting things going on at the moment in time. With that being said, Distant Echoes for having us on all these years. We haven't used the show as much as we like to, but there have been some health problems on my end that have caused some delays and other things. We hope to be back up and running again here shortly. Tonight was supposed to be the start of that ongoing program. L.A. Mazzoli is a fantastic author, researcher, a host of web TV programs called Watchers. He deals with the Nephilim, the giant children from the spawn of the fallen angels and the human females that the Bible talks about. He also deals with UFO, alien abductions, and why he thinks that aliens are not universal but dimensional creatures. He believes they are fallen angels and that they are here to deceive us. He's a fascinating author. I have read many of his books. I'm looking forward very much to going out and seeing him personally in November. He will be attending a three-day conference in Ferreton Christian Center in southern New Jersey, and we've been made arrangements for us, my son, to be able to go over there and physically meet him and have an opportunity to be able to talk and get some good information from him on a personal level. So very exciting for us. Can only hope that L.A. will call in here in the next few minutes. I've sent him an email to remind him again, as I did this morning. We'll just take a few seconds here to see what we can find out. He has a vast range of books, audio CDs, and DVDs that are out. He has done a lot of study on this subject. He's been out of the country on archaeological digs in South America and digs here in the United States where there have been signs of giants that are supposed to be buried on certain Indian burial grounds. So very learned man, and someone I'd like to be able to call friend. I've enjoyed having him on the show previously, and we hope that we'll have him here again. We're going to give him about another 4 or 5 minutes, and then if nobody comes on to the show, then I'll just cancel off for the rest of the evening because I don't really have anything else planned besides this particular program. this evening. I have been doing some programs with MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. We are in the process of trying to study and pass the field examiner's test so that we can become a field investigator. It is a daunting task. It's a very complex study guide, and the test is thorough. So you really got to know your stuff to be an investigator for MUFON. You just can't wander out in the field and take information and do different things with them without these credentials. And that's good stuff because then people know that you're dealing with professionals. And that's what we want to be able to do, is deal with a professional attitude when it comes to dealing with UFOs or Bigfoot or paranormal investigations. People have to know that you're serious about what you're doing and that you're not just clowning around. They need to know that you understand the severity of what's going on and that you understand that their needs to be able to project to you what they've experienced, whether it be UFO or paranormal or Sasquatch. These things are necessary. Hold on a moment. Good evening, L.A.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I just got back from a dentist. I was held over.
Well, we're happy that you're on there. I was starting to run out of things to ramble about.
No, I hear you, and I'm still a little bit numb, so if my speech slurs, you know that it's the Novocaine.
Well, first of all, thank you for being on the show, and I'm sorry that you had to rush back from a dentist appointment to make our show, but we do appreciate you being on. My son and I are looking very much forward to meeting you on the 6th, 7th, and 8th at Farrington Christian Center in Southern New Jersey. We have our tickets, and we are ready to go, and we got our hotel rooms all ready booked, and boy, Robbie is just so excited, so am I. We look very much forward to the opportunity to be able to spend just a little bit of time with you and get to know you a little bit better.
It's going to be a fun weekend, and for all the folks that are interested in that, we'll talk, you know, more about the particulars, but you can go on the blog, and the links are all right there, and you can sign up for it.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to you. I want you to take all the time that we have left on the show, which is about an hour and 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
And I want you to be able to take that time, explain what's going on, tell us about your new books, tell us about the evidence that you've been finding. I'm going to put myself on mute so I don't interrupt you too much, and I just want you to go, 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 because we're so excited about hearing these things.
Well, first of all, it's great being here, and again, my mouth is not up to speed here. It's just I'm still very numb on the right side, and I can tell already that it's going to be a labor to get through the interview. And by the way, Dr. Lou, I've got another interview right at 5. So I'm not double booked. I thought we were on for an hour. So let's see how far we get. Look,
that's all right. If you have to leave LA, you have to leave. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, that's in an hour. So we've got plenty of time to get into it. The bottom line is this: we know from Yeshua, Jesus, about 2,000 years ago, that there's a confidential briefing, and that's Chuck Missler's term, and he likes to use it. And Jesus has a confidential briefing with several of his disciples. And the disciples are asking him, hey, what's it going to be like when you return? What's it like? What are the signs of the end of the age? And he gives this punch list of items, which is really incredible when you think about it. And it becomes part of what we would now call the New Testament, of course, but it's part of the biblical prophetic narrative, which is all the way through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And what we see is there's a laundry list or a punch list of items. And the first one, which is when you really think about it, when we just examine it at face value, it's really the height of hubris for any person to say that many will come in my name. Do not be deceived. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah. Don't believe them. It's like, what? And, of course, when he's uttering this statement, there is no church as we know it today. None of the trappings of men that have crept into the church for the last 2,000 years are there. Confessional, stained glass windows, rosary beads, robes, hats, you know, all this, a priesthood over the laity, all this stuff was added in the Christian religion by men. It has nothing to do with the biblical narrative, in my humble opinion. Isn't that interesting? That's the first thing he says. And, of course, when we go back in history and we look at many who have come in his name and have claimed to be the Messiah, and of course they weren't. There's only one Messiah, Yeshua, 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years ago. But then he gives us the rest of the punch list. There will be wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, and troublesome times. And that's the list. Those are the birth pangs. Men fainting from fear for what is coming upon the earth. Even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. And so we look at that and we say to ourselves, okay, that's interesting. Earthquakes in diverse places. For instance, in Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, the average has been about 2 earthquakes per year. In 2015, they're slated to go to just under 600 earthquakes in 1 year. That's an uptick. That's unprecedented. And in the book and the DVD, Days of Chaos, they cover different subjects, but they have the same title, Days of Chaos. And I believe, truly, that we are in a window of time that is unprecedented, a window of time unlike any other in all of human history, where, just like the prophet Daniel says almost 2,500 years ago, men and women run to and fro over the face of the earth, and knowledge has increased. And that's modernity. That's where we are. We now fly from one edge of the continent in the United States to the other, from the East Coast to the West Coast in, what, 5 hours? You know, you go back 150 years, that was a three-month journey, and you were taking your life in your hands when you did it. I mean, it was a very arduous, treacherous journey 150 years ago. Now we sit on planes that have the Internet, by the way, with our laptop computers, sipping Diet Coke or a latte or whatever we want to drink, having a snack, and, you know, in some cases watching movies, whatever, and air-conditioned and with nice cushioned seats, and 5 hours later we're on the other coast. It's amazing. So in my opinion, the prophecies of Daniel are being fulfilled. Men are running to and fro over the face of the earth. Knowledge is increasing, and that exponentially. So I believe truly that we are in the days of chaos. We look at the ongoing financial collapse, the threat of a financial collapse in this country, where the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the government at all, created this fiat currency that we are now under. They adjust the interest rates. They took us off the gold standard, and on it goes. They control the monetary system in the United States. So it really doesn't make any difference who is president. The Federal Reserve holds the purse strings. That's what's going on. And that's what, in my opinion, Kennedy was going to move us away out of the Federal Reserve. He was going to get us out of Vietnam, and he was going to smash the CIA in 1,000 splinters. Several weeks later, he was dead, and we're coming up again to the anniversary of what I believe was the event that changed America forever, and it's never been the same since. So when we look at the financial collapse, we must realize that we're $19 trillion in debt, that the BRICS nations, those nations composed of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, all have coalesced and are attempting to start a new global currency, default currency. Right now, it's the petrodollar, the U.S. petrodollar. They're trying to move it to the Chinese yuan. If this happens, it'll be devastating. This is why, about 8 months ago, gas prices fell like crazy, because Russia is the second largest exporter of oil on the planet, and this was like trying to knock the Russians down. Well, it's turned, the tables have turned. Wars and rumors of war, the Ruskies, under Tsar Vladimir Putin, are now throughout the Middle East, specifically in Syria. There's a footage I'm going to show on my blog on Friday, taken by an aerial, you know, like a drone type deal, and showing Damascus, most of the city lays in ruins. Is this a fulfillment of the ancient biblical prophecy from Isaiah 17, telling us that Damascus has become a ruinous heap? I don't know, but we're getting to the point where there's not much left of Damascus to fight over, if you get my drift. So you get the financial collapse. This is a global event. It's not like it was 1,000 years ago, where if you had a collapse in one economy, well, it might affect some people, but not a lot of people. But today, because of the Internet and the smart cars and the smart chips and the global financial tracking systems and the satellites that are in place, everything is linked together inexorably. Everything is linked together, specifically the financial markets. So are we looking at financial, you know, coming financial collapse? Many people think that we do. Another chapter in the Days of Chaos book is the Fukushima disaster. Several years back, there was a very large earthquake, 9.1, just to the east of the Fukushima prefecture on the east coast of Japan. And that caused and created a very large tsunami where 20,000 people were swept away. And in the midst of that, the Fukushima Daiichi reactor was crippled and began to melt down. And the government, the Japanese government, was not forthright. They told us everything was in control. It wasn't. TEPCO, who was responsible for the plant, told us everything was fine. It wasn't. And now what we've learned is that millions of gallons of radioactive waste water is now being pumped in or leaking into the Pacific on a daily basis, unprecedented. So that gives you an idea of why I wrote the book, The Days of Chaos, moving on the Watchers 9 Days of Chaos, Dr. Brooks Agnew. We sit down with Dr. Agnew and we talk about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse weapon, an EMP. And what most people don't understand, here we've given carte blanche to the Iranians, plus giving them $400 million a month to go and do whatever they want to do, and they've got like 30 or 40 days from the time the inspections are announced to clean up the mess. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's like giving the keys to the hen house to a bunch of foxes. And, you know, they have one goal, and that's to destroy Israel and to destroy us. We're the great Satan. Israel is the little Satan. That is their political agenda. That's what they want to do. That's their end game. That's the ideology that springs from the mullahs and the ayatollahs in Iran, who are the Shia branch of Islam. And they are crazy, in my humble opinion. They are absolutely bonkers. And what I think is going to happen, let me get a slurp of water here. One scenario, and a very viable one at that, would be the Iranians more than likely have a nuke already. That's live, that's active. And they also have a delivery system. They've got missiles that will go over 200 miles into the Earth's atmosphere. They retrofit an oil tanker. And look, I'm not making this up. Other pundits have talked about it. Newt Gingrich has talked about it. This is a very real threat to America. So they retrofit an oil tanker to a missile launcher. They sail it into the Gulf of Mexico, where it goes in undetected in international waters. They launch the missile. The missile goes up 200 miles. It then detonates. That creates an electromagnetic pulse, which then short-circuits everything electric that we know. Your toaster, the computer, my cell phone that I'm working on, the portable phone that I'm talking to you on now, the refrigerators, the cars don't start, nothing works. We basically go back pre-industrial revolution time. That's where we go back to. In other words, we are now in an agrarian economy. We're looking at firewood, or if you've got propane would work. But for the most part, firewood, because how are you going to get propane? Propane is delivered. All the trucks, the entire infrastructure in the United States will collapse if there's an electromagnetic pulse weapon. If there's an electromagnetic pulse event, the entire infrastructure, as we know, will collapse instantaneously. And it does not come back on for about 2 years, maybe even longer than that. There was a bill that was before Congress to bolster and rework the grid, the electrical grid, in case of an electromagnetic pulse weapon, and the weasels in Washington voted it down. But they're all too eager to give that $400 million, which is pretty much the price tag. It would have been, about $500 million. It would have been about $500 million to shore up the electrical grid. But they're giving $400 million to the Iranians on a monthly basis. So there you go. Those are just some of the topics that is in the book, that is in Watchers 9, both by the same title, Days of Chaos. And if you're interested in finding out more, you can go to my website, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and avail yourself of what we believe is riveting and very extremely timely information. The church, for one, needs to understand the tenuous, tumultuous, unprecedented times that we are living in. And while it may sound like I'm spreading fear, take that up with Yeshua, not me. These are his warning words. This is what he tells us to look forward to. And the message of hope is this, that when you see these things begin to happen on the earth, that laundry list, that punch list that I gave you in the beginning, look up, because I'm coming back. Your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption is coming. The king is returning. And in some ways, and I coined this phrase a while back, the only way out of this mess may be up. That's it. The only way out of the mess, that the global situation may be up. When you look at the rise of ISIS, when you look at the unpredictable Arab Spring, when you look at the rise of radical Islam, which is now spreading on a global level, when we look and see the almost 1 million refugees coming in from Syria and Iraq into the Middle East, changing the cultural fabric of that continent, and all they want is jihad, all they want is Sharia law. We are in a window of time that is called the birth pangs. And eventually, as Jesus warns us, it will lead into that 7-year period known as the tribulation.
Well, what can you tell us, L.A., about your newest information on the Nephilim?
Well, I do cover it in this book, but not in the extent that I've covered it, let's say, in Days of Chaos. On the Trail of the Nephilim 1 or On the Trail of the Nephilim Volume 2, where I really got into it and talked about it in great detail. Cosmic Chess Match, same thing. Really wrote about it in great detail in the Cosmic Chess Match. I don't cover it the way I did in those two books, but I will say this. We've got an open archaeological site that we're working on in an undisclosed location with an archaeologist, and we're very anxious to see what lies beneath. We are in the process of obtaining permits to be able to legally take out DNA samples from Peru and have those tested. So that just gives you an idea of you know, what that's sort of a latest that we're working on. We've also heard, and this is like a very long discussion, but I do talk about the UFO phenomenon, the coming great deception, and the great falling away in the Days of Chaos book. And one of those dynamics in those three chapters that I just mentioned is the fact that these entities that are appearing in our skies, these craft that are appearing in the skies, the entities that pilot the craft, seem to be engaged in a very carefully guarded breeding program. And what we are realizing, people are chipped, sperm is taken from the men, ovum is taken from the females, and there seems to be a breeding program to create some sort of a hybrid entity. And guess what? We are now getting reports of people having encounters with hybrid beings, or as Dr. Jacobs calls them in his new book, They Walk Among Us, hubrids, hubrids, H-U-brid, hubrid. In other words, it looks more human than it does hybrid. And now they are integrating into society. With that, I'll tell you a chilling story. This was told to me by Pastor Mike McClung. I've been at his church 3 different times, spoken there. I know this man. I spent quality time with him. And he was out doing a prayer walk in a park on a trail. And, of course, he was praying. And in the distance, he noticed a very tall, athletic female jogger running towards him. And this woman was about 6'3", 6'4", striking, blondish, whitish hair pulled back into a ponytail, very athletic, which, you know, that's fine. Basketball players look like that. Female basketball players can be that tall, even taller. But he sensed immediately something was off. He sensed the presence of evil, and he began to pray. As the woman drew closer with her run, he noticed her eyes were very pale blue. When she got about 10 to 15 feet away, the eyes changed. The pupils became jet black. At this point, Pastor Mike begins to verbally and openly rebuke her in the name of Jesus. As she runs by him, she turns to him and growls. Now, I'm not making that up. Is that a hybrid being? Is that a hybrid? We're inclined to think so.
Wow, that's pretty interesting stuff, L.A. quite an interesting subject, dealing with the idea of hybrids. Do you think that in this hybrid process that they're actually trying to recreate the actual Nephilim, that we'll actually see giants again in respect of the type that were respected in the Bible?
Yes, I think, you know, Jesus warns us, Yeshua warns us, it'll be like the days of Noah when I return, when the Son of Man returns. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he says. And that immediately calls our attention to the days of Noah. This is why it's so important for us to understand what Genesis 3 was, because in Genesis 3 we hear the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman will be at enmity. The seed of the serpent will be at enmity with the seed of the woman. There's a seed war that's going on here. And that seed war has been carried right in into modernity. They are back. They are doing what they've always done. They are engaged in a breeding program. They are engaged in creating a hybrid being, which will look human but will not be. I call them the soulless ones. And isn't it interesting that they're now beginning to manifest? And in the classic sense, these entities are Nephilim. They're modern-day Nephilim. They're not giants like they used to be. They can pass for human. But we believe that they have telepathic abilities, and they may also possess other abilities which humans would not have.
So with the increase of UFO sightings throughout the world, as things get more ecstatic with the information that's being passed around by the internet and other things, do you think world governments will eventually come out and admit that we're being visited by what they consider aliens?
Wait, say that again. You're kind of, I have to really strain to hear you. Could you repeat that a little louder?
Sure. With the number of UFOs being spotted around the world and the different things that are being shown on the internet and otherwise, do you think that governments around the world will finally come out and admit that that we're being visited by what they consider aliens?
Governments already have. No one does anything. The UK, Mexico, Belgium, Japan, Germany, France, all have come out and just stated that the UFO phenomenon is real. And no one cares. In this country, everyone, you're laughed to derision when you mention the phenomenon. However, when I'm at conferences and I ask the people, and you'll watch this in New Jersey, how many folks in the audience have had an encounter, seen lights in the sky, had sleep paralysis between, or what they think is sleep paralysis, between 20 and 30% of the people in the audience usually raise their hand at that point, which is an astounding number of people.
Well, I know myself, I've got 30 minutes worth of missing time that I can't explain that happened out of a UFO incident myself, so I can certainly agree with some of these individuals who have said that they've seen things or experienced things. It was not a very pleasant experience. I don't remember a whole lot, but I do know that it definitely happened.
Okay.
I wonder, in the respect of these creatures, we are thinking as from a Christian-based atmosphere that they're more dimensional than out of space. They're more demonic. Do we believe that they're considered part of the fallen angels?
Well, in my opinion, that's exactly what we're looking at. And I realize a lot of people in the New Age and the UFO community would not adhere to that. They would say that these are not interdimensional. They are extraterrestrial. When you go back, and I have a whole presentation that I present, when you go back to the founders or the founding fathers, if I can use that expression, of ufology, modern ufology, many of them agree that the UFO phenomenon looks more demonological than it does extraterrestrial. It looks more like the work of the fallen angels than it does extraterrestrial. And I would concur. My mentor, the late Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, in his groundbreaking tome, his groundbreaking book, The Omega Conspiracy, believed that, stated that. And when I read his book, that changed my life, and that's the position that I hold to. I believe that these entities are not from the Pleiades or any place else. They are interdimensional. We are involved in a cosmic war, which has been going on for literally millennia and is now spilling out over into our dimension. There's a chapter in the book called The Coming Great Deception. that's what's coming. The great falling away, the coming great deception. When they show up, and they show up in force, in mass, that's a game changer, an absolute game changer. And many people will believe the lie. I think many people will abandon their Christian faith. I really do.
Well, I can see how that may happen. It would not take much in that respect to have that happen in under the circumstances, because people today, even though they say they're Christian or have a Christian belief system, are easily swayed by things that are happening around them. And if we have 40 or 50 large alien craft landing around the world, and these individuals are coming out and talking, and we physically are seeing them, we're being kind of bred in the respect of being prepared for that with all the different videos and movies that are out dealing with alien culture.
Well, we are. I mean, look at the latest Star Wars movie. Tickets are going for $10,000 a piece. This is our culture. This is it. I mean, it's a movie. It's entertainment. I mean, you know, I want to go see it. I probably will see it at some time, but it's not high on my priority list, with all due respect to the actors and everybody else who did it. It's a movie. Come on. And yet, you know, it's all everybody's talking about. This is how dumbed down our culture is. This is how wacko our culture is, where it's bread and circus all day long. Not a lot of substance, but give me Star Wars, or give me Bruce Jenner's sex change, or give me what the latest that the Kardashians are doing, you know, or the clown of the week, whoever that may be. Let me get a drink here. The movie.
Well, we do seem to be looking for distractions, and the more distraction we can have, the better it is. And TV and movies seem to send that entertainment wise. And I'm kind of happy to see the Christian movie making coming out and doing some different things. I just went out and saw great movie the other day on Woodlawn, and about the football team, and a fantastic movie. And God's Not Dead. I've enjoyed all those series. I'm hoping that we do more of that to try to counteract some of the things that are out there.
Well, it would be great. You know, I wrote the Nephilim trilogy from a Christian perspective, and the whole idea of a Nephilim trilogy deals with the UFO phenomenon and the grays and the crop circles and the whole deal. And that book, has been optioned several times for a movie, the Nephilim trilogy, but so far it's never, you know, I still have all the rights. So if anyone's out there listening to this, it'd make an incredible film. It's very filmic, and, you never know who's listening, right? Somebody might take an interest. I'll send you a copy, and, maybe you want to option it or something. Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think it makes a really great TV series.
That would be good, too.
Really great TV series. I wish I had the finances and the wherewithal to be able to put that into action, because I really think that would be something fantastic to see. We appreciate the time that you've given us tonight. I know you do have an opportunity for another show. I don't want to cut in too much to that area of time. But if you could please give us information where people can find out more information about your books, your DVDs, and where you'll be appearing at next, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll be in Georgia this weekend for the conference there, and that's going to be a hoot. I know Pastor Casper and Chief Joseph Riverwind will be joining me on that at that conference, and that's going to be a really neat conference and a really neat time. And if you're in the area, it's right up on the blog. It's in Atlanta. The link is there, www.freedomlightchurchofgod.org, freedomslightchurchofgod.org. Just go to the blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. November 4th, I'll be in Toronto one night only, and tickets are on sale now at conspiracyculture.com. And then, as in the days of Noah, November 6th, through the 8th at Ferreton Christian Center, South New Jersey, ferreton.org. And, you know, you can check what's going on with that. I'm the only speaker there. I'll be speaking all weekend. Of course, I'll see you, Dr. Liu. Looking forward to hanging out and spending some time. But that's November 6th through 8th, Southern New Jersey. It's all up on the blog, guys. So, you know, avail yourself of that information and hope to see you there.
Well, I'm going to send you a photograph of Robbie and I so that you can recognize us when we wander up and you don't think we're kind of some nutcases. But we really appreciate the opportunity to spend time with you. I really feel that God's put on my heart to do more information dealing with this type of situation. And I felt that the Holy Spirit for a while has been guiding me towards some of the things that you're doing and becoming involved in some of the things that you're involved with. So thank you so much for being on the show this evening, LA. I hope that you're feeling better from your dental ordeal. And we appreciate everything that you've done.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a good evening and God bless.
All right. Take care.